there are two focus points of prayer. In praying for your family, and as I pray for mine, that is recognizing the full impact of sin and laying hold of the will and promises of God for restoring our families involves praying with two very specific truths in mind. First, we must resist the spirit of separation and death that's predominant in this world. Secondly, we must resist the temptation to wrestle with people rather than with the forces of spiritual darkness, keeping them in bondage.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hi there, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you once again to Your Place of Grace podcast. Today, we're going to deal specifically with how to pray for the salvation of your family. And I know that's something that so many people struggle with and wrestle with, because every one of us have family members who do not know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, and many of them are backslidden. Others have just outright rejected him for whatever the reason. But today we're going to talk about this because it's serious, because eternity hangs in the balance for each and every one of us and for each of our family members. You and I have a profound privilege and calling to pray for our family members for salvation in Jesus Christ. Understanding the exact nature of the problem of sin, how sin cuts off hope for the future, and how much God wants to reestablish hope and salvation in all families, is crucial to praying in a focused and fruitful way. Seeing salvation come to our family members begins by understanding the truth and praying accordingly. First of all, there is the problem of sin that the Bible talks about. The Word of God reveals in Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, a couple of key things and one big truth about how sin has entered the human race and created its problems, especially in family units. First of all, there's a twofold introduction of sin. Sin entered the human race through Satan disguised as a serpent. And Satan's deception of Eve, and then the outright disobedience of Adam, well, we see that, first of all, this deception of the devil enters in the essential problem, sin. Sin is the problem in the world today, and sin cuts off people from God. It cuts off their hope and their potential future. And there is one big truth in all of this. Family problems and needs are always ultimately rooted in spiritual problems created by sin's introduction, while heredity, biology, environment, sociology, and many other factors can be important in shaping human personality and behavior. Sin itself, as our essential spiritual problem, is the very root of every family problem and must be the first target of our prayers. Now, there are three ways that sin cuts off hope for the future. In Isaiah 53, verse 3, Here's what the Bible talks about. The reference to a root out of dry ground in that verse, it references a similar image in Isaiah 11:1, which is a twig growing out of a stump. And that symbolism points to the historical reality of the Davidic lineage's royal line ending with the last true king of Jerusalem, who is Zedekiah. When the royal line ends, hope for fulfilling the prophecy that Messiah will be of that royal line ends with it. And yet God is able to transcend this form of cutting off by reestablishing the line supernaturally through Christ. And so, what is true of the royal line can also be true of every other family. See, we can experience a cutting off of hope and future promise. Yet, likewise, as God does for his own Son, he can do for us. And that's reestablish the line supernaturally and restore our families. In Romans 9, verses 30 through 33, the Jews are cut off from the covenant, and yet God grafts them in. If God can graft the Jews back into his family, he can graft our lost family members back into a relationship with him and in the family itself. That's good news, isn't it? Amen. In Matthew 3, verse 10, this passage describes cutting off as an axe laid to the root. The cutting off is the severing of the power of tradition to affect salvation. Our families can experience this kind of thing too. And yet God can reattach this severing and bring our family members into his royal family once again. There are four scriptural promises that we need to go through very quickly here for the sake of time. Four scriptural promises for family salvation. Now, the Bible states crucial truths regarding God's willingness and ability to restore broken families and grant salvation to the lost members of those families. We must lay hold of these powerful truths as we pray and we believe that God can restore that which is cut off. In Acts 16, verse 31, salvation is promised to both individuals and their families. Isn't that wonderful news? Praise God. In Jeremiah 31, verses 16 and 17, Scripture promises that there is hope for the future, found in seeing our children return to the Lord. There's a great and precious promise for you. Amen. In Psalm number 2, verse 8, God the Father promises Christ the Son the nations. Yet, in our relationship with Christ, we find ourselves as co-heirs with Jesus. Thus, the promise of restoration of the inheritance of unsaved souls restored extends to us and our families. Praise God. There are two focus points of prayer in praying for your family and as I pray for mine. That is recognizing the full impact of sin and laying hold of the will and promises of God for restoring our families involves praying with two very specific truths in mind. First, we must resist the spirit of separation and death that's predominant in this world. The Bible exhorts us to recognize the supernatural forces at work, keeping our family members blinded, and pray for those blinding forces to be removed. As we see in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 and 4. Secondly, we must resist the temptation to wrestle with people rather than with the forces of spiritual darkness, keeping them in bondage. The Bible exhorts us to wrestle not against flesh and blood. So in your free time, please also study Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Now, comprehending the exact nature of the problem of sin in humans, learning how sin cuts off hope for the future, and perceiving how much God wants to reestablish hope and salvation in all families is crucial. And it's crucial to praying in a focused and fruitful way. Oh, loved one, seeing salvation come to our family members begins by understanding the truth and praying accordingly and in power and with sharp focus. Father God, we thank you today. We thank you, Lord, that you love our family members just as you love us. You love us all equally, and you love us all with, as the Bible says, an everlasting love. You love us so much, Lord, that you sent your Son into this world to die for each and every one of us, for every human being, bearing our sin and shame, bearing our punishment on the cross of Calvary, and in exchange, giving us the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. For that we are forever grateful, O God. And Heavenly Father, we pray for our family members, Lord, those who have turned their backs on you, those who have rejected Jesus, those who are out raising hell, as it were, in the world today, those who are backslidden, those who have rejected Christ outright. Father, we pray for those right now who walk in blindness, stumbling around in darkness, and in the name of Jesus, We don't curse the darkness, but we light a light. Let the light of Jesus' life and love shine through our lives as we lift up our lost loved ones right now. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you'll not have our loved ones. You'll not have our loved ones who are stumbling around in darkness. Satan, you are a thief and a liar, and you cannot have our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, our mates, our friends, you cannot have our families. And in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we pray that you put a hedge of protection around our loved ones. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you would cover our loved ones and us with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus over our lost loved ones and over our entire family units. And Father, we pray, and we ask you to send born-again, spirit-filled laborers across the pathways of our lost loved ones, whether they be at work, whether they be co-workers or classmates in school, whatever the case may be, Lord, send born-again people across our loved ones' pathways, people whom they will listen to, who they will trust, and take to heart what they're being told. People who are laborers in Christ Jesus to share the good news of Jesus with our loved ones in such a way that your Holy Spirit can deal with the hearts of our lost loved ones, who can bring conviction to their heart, who can prick their heart and draw their heart to you, Lord Jesus. And we claim our loved ones right now, saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Oh, praise God, dear ones. Don't give up. Don't give up on your loved ones. Listen, when I was out in the world and I was living for the devil, my mother never gave up on me. My mom prayed for me for some 22 years while I was out in California and in New York, addicted to drugs and alcohol, living in sin and debauchery. My mom never, ever gave up on me. And you know what else she never did? She never condemned me. So watch what you say to your loved ones who are straying. Watch what you say. Speak words of life, not death. Speak words of blessing, not the curse. And encourage them. Love them toward Jesus. You don't nag them into the kingdom. You love them into the kingdom. Thank you for listening today. And I'm praying along with you for your lost loved ones. And if you have prayer requests, and I know you do, please submit them to my website at yourplaceofgrace.com. I'll be happy to pray with you, for your family members and friends. I'll answer any questions that you have about the Bible to the best of my ability. And listen, I'm so glad you listened. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may he give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriages, families, and homes. And may he grant you favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.